The next question is very similar to the one we just considered, but the focus shifts from the Father to the Son. Listen to verse 34, Romans chapter 8. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. As we've already heard, God gave the law to show us that we stand condemned before him as evil human beings. But God gave his Son so that we could stand before him forgiven, righteous human beings. And how he did that, we've already heard. He gave him up. He gave up his Son for us. God handed over his Son to the justice his law demanded so that Jesus Christ got what we deserved, hell. And we who believe in Jesus and live by faith get what the Son already had a right to, as we already heard, all things. But for some Christians, particularly those with sensitive consciences, this can give rise to a particular kind of difficulty. In Romans chapters 1, 2, and 3, Paul spends a whole bunch of time trying to convince the unbeliever, if you will, that they are sinful. In chapter 7, he has spent time depicting how even believers still wrestle with inner sin. And so there's a potential difficulty that emerges because a believer hears chapters 1 through 3 that all are sinners. And we hear chapter 7 that even believers wrestle with sin. And we know that the wages of sin, of such evil, is death. And so our hearts do the logic. Sinners deserve death. I'm a sinner. Therefore, I deserve death. Or maybe we attach it to lesser struggles that face us. I deserve this to happen to me, or I deserve this to be withheld from me, or I deserve what I'm getting right now. And if you have a particularly sensitive conscience or a certain frame of mind, this idea could get stuck on repeat. And if you add to that the suffering that characterizes life in this world, Romans 8 talked about that earlier. And if you add to that the suffering that followers of Christ in particular are subjected to, it could add up to a big, I think God is against me, and I probably deserve it. Well, where is such a Christian going wrong in their thinking? And the logic seems kind of airtight to me. And I'm afraid that some people think that they went wrong back with the second premise, for those of you who studied logic vocab, I don't know. Some people get out of the difficulty like this. Who is to condemn? Because I'm a good person. So who's to condemn? God knows my heart. The people who know me know. Or people must not know me very well, or they would know. Who is to condemn? There's nothing seriously wrong with me. I used to think negatively like that, but I think more positive now. There's nothing seriously wrong with my present, if not my past. But the truth is, such a person is in a very dangerous position, because what they are doing is trusting in their own righteousness. They haven't looked honestly enough at the law of God. They haven't looked accurately enough at their own inner lives. They haven't looked carefully enough at the cross of Christ. Because if you are such a good person, then why did God need to give up his Son to death for you? So if your genuine conviction is that you have nothing to fear from God based on how you've lived, you know, people may condemn you, but God knows my heart. If that's your genuine rock, then it's sinking sand, and you should be afraid. So if we as believers in Christ are to get ourselves out of the difficulty, the problem is not with the second premise. Let's listen to the logic again. Sinners deserve death. Premise one, that's true, and we see the empirical evidence for that all around us. I'm a sinner. That's true, as we just discussed. Therefore, I deserve to die. Still not right logic, according to Romans 8:34, for a believer. There's still something wrong, and I think it's actually that there's a problem with the first premise. It's too ambiguous to just say sinners deserve death. Because in verse 33, we found out that because of Jesus, there is such a thing as a justified sinner. Sinners deserve death. I'm a sinner, but I do not deserve to die. No one in the universe can say otherwise. And the one person in the universe whose say-so counts says the opposite. I do not deserve to die anymore. What? How? How can that be? It's because Paul doesn't follow the question who is to condemn with, I did this, I was this good, I've made up for it. He doesn't answer the question who is to condemn with statements about his own righteousness. How does he answer the question? Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. Sinners deserve death. I'm a sinner, but Christ Jesus is the one who died. His death wasn't a death from natural causes. This was a judicial death, a substitutionary death. He was bearing in his body on the tree the death sentence for me, for you, for his elect, for his people. Yes, sinners deserve to die unless they're justified sinners, unless they're God's elect. In that case, Christ Jesus is the one who died. Yes, I'm a sinner. But Christ Jesus is the one who died for me, and therefore, I do not deserve to die. It's not because I'm good. It's because he's good. And therefore, his death was sufficient for every single one of my sins. And if it was, then it was. Who is to condemn? There is a word of warning that we have to take when we hear this passage. There is a real difference between someone who is in Christ Jesus and someone who isn't. We shouldn't comfort ourselves that we're not condemned if we haven't been born again by the Spirit of God to a life of repenting of sin, trusting in Jesus, walking as one of his followers. But if you have reason to say God has saved me by the gospel through faith in Jesus, then you have a basis to say there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the one who died for me. And then Paul goes on, more than that, who was raised. In other words, it's clear that his death was sufficient. And so the penalty for sin is over. How can you show that when the penalty for sin is death? It's by giving the one who died for sin life. But there's more than that. Who is at the right hand of God? Who is to condemn? Your high priest is not off wandering in the desert somewhere, God has welcomed him to his right hand, fully accepted as the one who died for believers' sins at the right hand of God. But there's even more, and is indeed interceding for us. The one who was willing to die for your sins now stands in heaven, praying to the Father, speaking to the Father, interceding to the Father, not against you, but for you. Willing to die for you, how will he not also be eager to speak a good word for you? So, your own thoughts may condemn you, other people may condemn you, Satan may condemn you, but if you are in Christ Jesus by grace through faith, then God does not condemn you. You don't deserve hell in Christ. You don't deserve to suffer, though you will suffer, and God has loving purposes for that temporarily. You don't deserve God's anger, though you used to, you ought to. So don't tell yourself those things. I deserve to be punished. I deserve to be hurt. I deserve to be cast out of God's presence. We would, but Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God and is interceding for you. So what shall we say in response to these things? Rather than the self-condemnation, what shall we say? How about, if God is for us, who can be against us?